T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
But for those people who are, you know, champing, by the way, which is...
No, what? Chomping.
It's chomping.
It's champing.
It's chomping.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The other day when I said chomping on the bit of Twitter, I got 20 people. It's champing.
It's the internet. You know you can't trust
it's
that.
It's champing.
On WGR.
Champing.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, hour three, our final hour here live at OTB. I got the train wreck crew, the OG train wreck crew, my boys. We got Degenerate Al and we got Maniac here live at OTB. We are about to enjoy some delicious hot chicken fingers from Champion Sports Bar and Grill upstairs. So if you are looking for a place to put the old feet up, grab some delicious chicken products, and potentially a beer or two, OTB on Worley Drive is the place to do it. We'll be here for another hour if you want to come by and say hi. Otherwise, there are multiple TVs on. We've got a race that is about to get underway here, the Cup Dirt Mile at 410, the Million Dollar Cup Dirt Mile about to begin here momentarily, which means, by the way, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more races today to make your way out for. So if you want to head over to Batavia Downs, 34 Rush, Thurman Thomas's restaurant over there at Batavia Downs, feel free to stop in over there. They have sold out of their $25 special, which is not surprising to me. There are a lot of people out there today looking for some free money to go spend on the Breeders' Cup, and that's what they got over Batavia Downs. But great stuff happening here, too, at OTB. Gentlemen, welcome. Our main goal of having Al on here, Maniac, was we have to exorcise some demons. And I think we may have to do an exorcism live on air, and it's maybe the first time we've ever done it. But I do want to point out that we need to exercise some demons. The betting demons, you need a reset. I brought some sage to burn. We are going to bring the process back to you.
Nate, Maniac, it's probably been the worst 14-day stretch of my career, arguably. The previous week, 8-17-1. This week, 3-8. My birthday was yesterday.
So we're thinking maybe the tides have turned a little here, right? A new year, a new you.
Well, let's see. Like I said, last night was my birthday.
You put your money on Notre Dame. And by the way, I just want to point out, why would you do that? Why would you, of all people, go against everything that you are and try to, like, are you trying to appease me? What's going on? Why would you pick Notre Dame?
No, our intern says Notre Dame into the red zone, leading 14-7.
To be honest, it's one of these things when you get this cold, you have to start fading yourself. And going,
you start to lose yourself a little.
Yeah, and yeah. I just got to change it up. But I didn't take the spread. This is a money line. I don't have a minus 17, minus 17 and a half straight up in a 9-team parlay. First leg hit with
good
UB.
For you.
But
good
last
for
night, like I said, celebrating my birthday, thinking, what does the girlfriend get me? Surprise trip. Don't know where. I find out the morning of, we're going to Erie. Presque Isle Downs Casino
for
the night.
Wow. Talk about luxurious.
Al's got 2 tickets to Paradise.
Which, little did we know, that Paradise is actually Erie, PA.
Yep. Erie, PA, Vegas of the East Coast, like I've said before. And what happens last night? 0-3.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, 0-3. I mean, wallet's empty. I live bet Navy UConn under 65.5. The total hits at 66.
Ugh.
I lose.
Wow.
The Avalanche, money line, minus 145. 2-1 final score. And my third one was a Golden State team total under 107.5. They score 110.
Oh, my God.
No Steph Curry. I'm thinking they're not going to score
right.
100 points.
Yeah.
0-3, while this one goes 3-3, hits an NHL parlay, hits the Islanders, and hits the Flyers, and wins $100 on roulette. Nothing. Nothing.
Wow. I mean, talk about the tale of two stories here. The tale of two worlds.
Hashtag.
Success, failure. I mean...
It's just not good right now.
Last week, Appalachian State minus 27.5.
App State.
App State loses on Thursday. I mean, that hurts at all.
What else can you say besides hashtag books are crooks?
Books are crooks.
They're going to take it back every time. I mean,
and Georgia Southern ends up. Yeah, this has been a tough week for everybody, Al. It hasn't just been you. But having said that,
we got to get the Juju Smith-Schuster going in the
right direction. We got to get the Juju out. We got to get the sage burning. We've got to get the
have a good day, sir.
We've got to do something to change the tides for you. And I think we may have found a summons online. Do we find a Google summons that we can say over here?
I think we just got even further proof, though, that it's bad beat season. We were literally just talking about one, and he got pulled in like one of those when you put the coin in the thing at the mall and it spins around. It was like his bad beat story coming in. He couldn't even explain it. Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
We are going to bless Al. It's his birthday yesterday, but we're going to get him going in the right direction. All right. Soul of gambling gods, sanctify Al. Body of gambling gods, save Al. Blood of the victory, inebriate him with water from the side of backdoor covers. Wash him with the passion of underdogs winning outright. Strengthen him with the power of these gambling gods. And at the hour, when the hour of his gambling death nears, call to him and bid to him thee, for it's never over until the scoreboard says zero.
And I just blessed him.
And it's never too late to bet the under.
And I just blessed him with some holy water.
He's blessed.
A quick shower. He is now blessed. Al, I'm expecting – how many picks did you have today? 9, right?
It was a 9-team parlay.
It was a 9-team pick. I'm predicting at least 7.
But that doesn't
I just need you. I just need the record to be better.
Okay.
I just 7-2 on a parlay. Now it's not great. You're not winning any. But that record, it's gonna get flipped, turned upside down. And you know what's gonna start happening? First of all, where did you find that? And I know you ad libbed some.
It was a
of
little
that.
Bit off the cuff.
It was a little ad lib.
All good things are off the cuff. Shout out Tuxedo Junction.
Do we
positive
know
vibes
though,
only.
Do we know that doing it in English and not Latin doesn't negate the whole thing?
I looked it up, and the internet says no.
Okay, so that's we huge. Are good. We don't get any bad juju for not doing it in Latin, which is big.
Wow. Notre Dame goes for it on 4th-and-1, gets it. They're inside at the 5, 1:35 to go. Al's Notre Dame bet might be moving in the right direction.
Speaking of bets, I actually just won, I'm pretty sure now, the Dante Moncrief bet that I had with Joe DiBiase.
I mean, what was – I hate to tell you. I think that was like – that was the most clear evidence of point shaving that I've ever seen in a bet. Did Joe have some money to get rid of? What was happening there?
So Joe bet me that Dante Moncrief would end up with more fantasy points than who's the little white guy? Switzer. Little guy. Receiver
you mean,
for Steelers.
You mean a fire-filled receiver for the Steelers? Barry Switzer?
It's not Barry Switzer. No. Barry Switzer. It might be his nephew, but I know that it's not Barry Switzer.
Is it Nick O'Leary?
No. What is his name? Is it Brian something Switzer? Ryan Switzer. That's his name.
By the
it's
way,
Ryan.
Did you have the Chad Kelly bet?
What do we got?
What do we got?
We've got
people yelling down the stretch.
We've got the dirt mile going.
It's the dirt mile.
Go, girl, go.
And it's complete. And do we know who won?
No, it's not complete yet.
There was a lot of yelling.
Just finished.
It was complete for the whole it was complete for the whole last quarter mile. So that was in the bag.
So what's this 15-1 free money?
It is Owendale.
Owendale.
At what time? Free money. That is the classic at 8:44. That is the prime race at the end of the day.
Okay.
I've been told that it's free money.
I know, but the fact that you're saying a 15-1 shot is free money is absurd. You realize like the label you're putting that.
First
speaking
of all,
absurd.
We just got some of the Champion
incoming
Sports
on
grill.
These Champion Sports fingers. These hot fingers.
These hot fingers, which I am incredibly excited to get after here. So we're being spoiled here at OTB. My mouth was literally started watering right there.
Yep, you were about
I smell that from here.
You're about to drown in flavor.
I'm down to go to Flavortown anytime with you guys. But Al, anyway, so let's talk about a little bit about this Sunday, because on top of the Breeders' Cup today, it is a big Sunday in NFL football in terms of picks. I think maybe the one game that I continue to look at as being the most interesting. Okay. Got to be the Baltimore New England game, right? Come on, tell me that isn't going to be one of the best and maybe most betted games of the year.
Thank you for bringing that up, because with my 9-team parlay,
yes,
they're my 9th and final play. I have Ravens +3.
And by the way, that UB Moneyline start, I mean, let's give a quick shout-out to LL Cool Play of the Boys going to Eastern Michigan and stomping out the
First of all, can we have a quick discussion before we dive into this game about EMU?
Yeah, what were they doing? I know where you're going with this.
Time out. I love the gray field. I think it's a nice little thing they've done there.
You're going to camouflage jar pad?
Listen.
Are they kidding?
At the 50-yard line on the UB sideline where the bleachers are, first of all, there was about 8 fans. They covered part of their bleachers. This isn't Jacksonville where you've got to cover 20,000 seats so that it looks like 60,000 looks like 80,000. They had to cover seats to make 200 look like 700. That's bad, first of all. Secondly, where champions are born,
that's their
motto at EMU. Where champions are born. What champion has ever gone through Eastern Michigan?
Nick Perkins, born and raised.
Okay, well, he didn't go to Eastern Michigan.
No, he didn't.
In fact, he owned Eastern Michigan.
He did, multiple times.
But what is with that? Where champions are born. Give me a break, Eastern Michigan. Have they ever won a MAC championship?
No.
I mean, you guys, he said it pretty confidently. I would probably confidently say
they probably have won one along the way. I mean, but I hate to tell you. Like, it's UB. I mean, I hate to show the favoritism. I mean, that defense today was just insane. They allowed an 80-yard bomb, and then literally Lance Leipold gives the speech from Remember the Titans. If you allow another yard, you're out. What's happened? We got breaking?
I've got some really terrible news here.
Oh, no.
Jamar Armstrong fumbles at the Virginia Tech 1. Virginia takes it back 99 yards for a touchdown tie game.
This is the crap I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you're lucky I just censored that. There it is. It's been the past 2 weeks has been bad beats, backdoor covers.
That is disgusting. That is
the 1 yard
line, ridiculous.
And they're going all the way to the barn.
All the way to the barn for 99 yards. It is a betting day here at OTB Live. Nate Geary, Maniac.
Did they kick
General
the
extra
point yet? I mean, you got to look for that too.
He fumbles on the
Unbelievable.
One.
Fumbles on the one after they converted the fourth
down. Yeah, they kicked the extra point. Sheesh.
It's 14-14.
And look at that momentum shift, just like Josh Allen. The previous week.
That is true.
7-3.
Things can go sideways so quick in sports.
That quick.
All right, listen. We were talking about a great topic. Yep. Let's continue on this Ravens New England game that you got talking about here.
Yeah, so that's the nightcap tomorrow night, Sunday night football. Pats in Baltimore. Ravens are +3. That's the last leg of my parlay if it comes down to that. The one before that is Bills money line going for the win. Not taking the 10.5 or 10, whatever.
No.
Just looking for the Bills to win that game. That's it. But, yeah, that is going to be the biggest bet game of this Sunday, and I'm just so sick and tired of the Patriots somehow finding a way to not only win but also cover the spread. What is their number against the spread this year? It has to be. And I know their schedule hasn't been that good. I mean, it's pretty much the same as the Buffalo
Their
Bills.
List of quarterbacks is ridiculous.
It's awful.
The opposing quarterback, it's ridiculous.
I mean, the Giants played them tough in
really
New England.
Tough.
And what happened? Somehow the Patriots' defense – comes up huge again with a fumble return touchdown and somehow finds a way to cover that spread. And multiple matchups. My big play of the week before was Jets on Monday Night Football at home. I thought they had a chance.
You know, though, let's talk about
Jets
that.
Jets have cost me big in primetime a couple times this year already. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I'll never bet the Jets again.
No, that's actually the saying. But, Al, you know, that game and that particular pick, I think I honestly think that may – have been the pick that has snowballed into what has been the last, you know, 14 days or so for you. Is that Monday Night King, the Jets and Patriots pick? I think that really might be I don't know, what would you
hashtag
call it?
Hashtag breaking point.
The hashtag breaking point. It might be that Jets, and I kind of feel responsible for a little bit of it. I mean, I didn't tell you to make that pick, but certainly.
It's funny you bring that up. That prior week, I was 6-2. I was on 4 games in a row. I start off the new week with Jets +10.5, and I go 8-17-1 week. I'm looking at it right now. It was awful.
The guy's in a rut, but let me tell you, the best part about being in a rut is that you get out of it.
Eventually.
At some point. Yeah.
Eventually, you're supposed to get out of it anyways.
What do we got on the spread overall on this damn game? -17.5, I'm telling you.
He didn't take the spread. No. He took the money line.
Oh, you took the money line?
I just have Notre Dame money line.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
That's it. Because it's a
you,
night.
You think Brian Kelly's gonna come out of that locker room not red faced from screaming?
Is he gonna get matter? Is he gonna get canned?
I mean, I hope so. Like I'm done with it. Like I've been done with it for a few years. The thing is they win enough games for him to not even be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, so when you make the playoff, I mean,
But here's the thing: they make the playoff, and of course we're talking about Notre Dame here.
Yeah.
They make the playoff, And they – listen, Clemson, that was a really good football team. They they lost to Clemson in a very similar fashion that Alabama lost to Clemson. So I can't be all too mad about that. I continue to go back to the national championship against Alabama, right? That game, that performance – has stained what a lot of any success that Brian Kelly's been able to have there. I believe a lot of it's been stained by that game. It's what everyone thinks about now when they think about Notre Dame, is them just getting absolutely shellacked against Alabama on national TV. The game wasn't close, like not even remotely close. That game's in the back of a lot of people's heads. The thing that I think is interesting about this now is we have a former Notre Dame assistant coach with miles and miles of serious Big Five, Power Five football success, sitting on this on the cast of College Game Day for Fox, okay, in Urban Meyer, who is a former Notre Dame assistant, who is a national championship winning coach, and he takes every program that he comes around and he makes them successful. I've been I wanted Urban Meyer the first time when he decided to go to Ohio State after his you know whatever you want to call his little layaway break from Florida from OSU, but I think it's time that you have to explore the, and listen though, to win a national championship, I am ready to sort of sell out for what comes along with Urban Meyer, which by the way, I just want to point out basically every program that Urban Meyer has brought up when he's left has basically fallen apart. Not quite OSU. OSU's been able to sort of sidestep the fallout, but they had a lot of issues last year with the whole Zach Smith thing, the whole, you know, there's just controversy wherever he is, right? And he's a great coach, but controversy follows. Florida hasn't been the same program since he's left.
No.
And after all those recruiting violations and after everything that happened with Chris Leak, and it just, I am ready to be hurt by Urban Meyer, as long as we can win one national championship.
That's it. He can get you over the hump for sure because his recruiting abilities are what, unparalleled, would you say? I mean, honestly,
unparalleled, yeah. Especially in the Northeast. And the one area Notre Dame can't seem to tap into is the Texas and Pennsylvania markets.
Yeah.
They're getting Florida guys, they're getting Midwest blue chip players, they're getting West Coasters. They struggle in sort of the what would you call that, the Bible Belt of the country? You call it right down the middle of center America, as Kenny Rogers would say. Okay, right down middle America, they're having trouble recruiting in those areas. And I think as much as you don't really necessarily have a reason to fire Brian Kelly, they're likely going to win 9 games, 10 games again under Brian Kelly. Mm-hmm. But at what point do you just get stale? I'm stale. I'm done with it. I need something new and spicy in my life. It's not Brian Kelly.
I mean, Notre Dame, with you not being in a conference, it's win the championship or bust every year, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
what else are you playing
about
for?
Being 11-1 and going and playing, going to the playoff every year. That's the goal for Notre Dame at this current juncture, right?
Or go undefeated.
Yeah.
Which gets you in the playoff, but then realistically a tough matchup against.
And who are you? Like that's the question.
That's the thing.
I think when people that don't follow Notre Dame as closely as I do.
Yeah.
So, well, who is Notre Dame? Like, they haven't really recruited a quarterback worth a damn since Brady Quinn, Jimmy Clausen. Okay. And neither of those guys made for good NFL quarterbacks, but they were good at Notre Dame. You know, Ian Book, I'm pretty much done with at this point. Like, they've got some young players in the position, but they have Phil Jokorowicz, who is the Mr. PA, Mr. Pennsylvania football. Can't see the field because he's not very good. So, like, the guy that you recruited to be the Notre Dame quarterback can't see the field because, by the way, Ian Book, you know, I had a lot of high hopes going into the season. He's been a big, big disappointment for me.
Headline, Geary is ready to close the book on Ian Book.
Ah, yes. Somebody else would say I closed the chapter on that and on that book. And I think I'm just about there. With
very, very novel headline of you.
Todd Height, he's going to join us next. We're going to talk a little Breeders' Cup, and I open the floor to you guys if you guys got Breeders' Cup questions for Todd. I invite you to hop on here with me next. So Todd Height, Batavia Downs, going to join us next and talk and preview the Breeders' Cup Classic race, which happens at 8:45. Owendale, free money. I'm going to get Todd's opinion on that coming up next here on WGR, live from OTB on Whirly Drive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Shotgun snap, Vantrease fires to the right, fade, corner of the end zone. Antonio Nunn, touchdown! What a catch by Antonio Nunn! Fade pass, right corner of the end zone for Nunn's touchdown grab, fifth of the season.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Talk Saturday live here from OTB on Whirly Drive in Williamsville, right below Champion Sports Bar and Grill. Just had a couple just delicious, delicious chicken fingers. My mouth is still watering. They were hot, so had some blue cheese with
it. They were incredible. The post bite spice is what makes a real good hot, and it had a lot.
My nose is running a little bit. By the way, we just got another lock. I haven't been this long in an OTB before, but since we've been sitting here, people are just giving us free information.
OTB should rename itself the Lock Factory.
Wow. Factory O-Locks.
Yep.
We're going to have Todd Hite here on shortly. We're waiting for him on the Western Hotline to get his picks. Owendale continues to be the pick. Al, do you have any you got anything on tonight's race or no?
I have nothing yet.
Nothing on tonight's race.
Like I said, I came back from Erie with no money. My wallet, I'm not even joking. Like, wallet empty.
Well, we got a bank across the street.
No, I know. I'm
take
in T-Bank location right over across
take a quick walk
the butcher.
The
I'll be there. It's free money.
It's free money. Owendale, you got to take the free money.
And what that guy
gotta
say?
Got to take the free money.
USC, plus 2.5?
3.5. At home.
3.5.
Oregon
hashtag
tonight.
Points at home.
Well,
underdogs at
let's
home.
Go to the Western Hotline because Todd Hite joining us right now talking some Breeders' Cup action. Todd, thanks for joining us. We are live here at OTB on Whirly Drive. And, Todd, we were just given a lock, and I'm interested in your analysis of said lock. We had a gentleman, Jeremiah Johnson, to be exact, come up to us and tell us, Owendale at 15-1 is the lock, and it's not even an opinion. He said it's going to be a fact. So your thoughts on the favorite today, who do you have, and where do you see Owendale finishing up?
Well, I got to tell you, your person, if he's right, he's going to get paid because Owendale at 15-1 is going to go off every bit of that price. On paper, he just has not run as fast as some of these other horses. I mean, yes, he's a three-year-old, and three-year-olds do improve this time of year, but I'm not betting him. I'll tell you that. So either he's going to be right or I'm going to be right.
Well, someone's got to be right.
And classic case of gambling.
That's exactly right. So, Todd, who is your favorite tonight? You know, I know there's a couple of names at the top of this list with McKenzie and Code of Honor that stick out in terms of odd favorites. But who's your favorite going in today, and are you playing the odds?
Well, I got to tell you, last year when I went on your show, same Breeders' Cup, same race, the Classic, I gave you a horse named Yoshida, and that's the 5 horse today. Yoshida ran a great race last year. He was beaten less than 2 lengths. He made a good late gain at the wire, and he's a better horse this year now that he's a 5-year-old than he was last year. And I got to tell you, at 8-1, considering the field, it's not the best field. It was a better field last year, considering that the favorite, McKenzie, is not really a mile and a quarter horse. Yes, he's won at a mile and a quarter, but certainly he's a better mile and eighth horse. They changed jockeys because they didn't like the way he raced last time. Pretty tough to take Mike Smith off a horse. I got to say, I think Bob Baffert, we'll see how this turns out. But if you're going to blame Mike Smith for that ride last time, I got to tell you, that's a bit crazy. But Baffert's a Hall of Famer. So certainly when you have a favorite that doesn't have to win, when you don't have the best field, you got to look for a price horse. And for me, the price horse in this field is Yoshida. Now, you know, Roseville, the 10, is a very good horse, can win. The Code of Honor, the 11, is the best three-year-old right now, can win. The mare, even though only one mare has won the Classic Zenyatta, Elate is a top mare, second-best mare in the country. She could win. But I got to tell you, I just think that at 8-1 with Jose Ortiz, who might be the best jockey in the sport right now, or Mike Smith, I'm sorry, I'm going with Yoshida the 5.
So the other name that sticks out to me, and it's only because of past success, is War of Will, coming in at 20-1, won the Preakness last year. Why are we seeing the 20-1 considering this year's success? I know that he didn't place well at the Derby, but the Preakness is, I mean, that's a good race for War of Will, but at 20-1, I'm interested in the odds there.
Well, I got to tell you, since the Preakness, he has not been as good, and something's going on with him. Now, to me, he looks like he might be a tired three-year-old. Don't forget, War of Will is a three-year-old, where Yoshida is a five-year-old. Now, three-year-olds do win the Classic, exceptional three-year-olds, but to me, I think War of Will needs some time off. He had a grueling campaign. Don't forget, he raced in the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. He was the only horse to participate in all three of those legs. And for a young horse to race three times in 5 weeks, that's going to knock you out. And I just think that he may need 2-3 months off. Now, Mark Cassie, again, a top trainer. He knows what he's doing. But since the Preakness, War of Will just has not been the same horse.
Yeah, and we could talk a little about, too, the number 10, which is Vino Rosso, which raced at the Derby last year and finished 9th. Where are you thinking? I guess this isn't a direct question about Vino, but I look at the lineup today and some of the odds, and Vino coming in at 4-1, right at the top is the second highest odd, right behind McKenzie. Thoughts on that one? I mean, considering that you're talking about a lot of the movement with jockeys, and maybe this is a better question for War of Will on this one, or I'm sorry, not War of Will, but who's the one? Oh, McKenzie, right? When you lose a jockey, what kind of, or when you replace a jockey like this after so much success with one jockey and then going into a race like this with the Breeders' Cup with a new one, like, what does that do, and do you expect? And I guess maybe the question is, why doesn't that reflect in the odds that this is a new jockey?
Well, I think in the case of McKenzie, Joe Rosario is a great rider. Mike Smith's a great rider. But to your point, I mean, I know Joe Rosario has been on this horse in the morning, but the morning is not like an afternoon race. So, again, a gutsy move in a $6 million race to change jockeys when it's clear Mike Smith has rode McKenzie fabulous in many of his races. McKenzie's earned over $2.2 million, and to take him off in a race like this, I got to tell you, a very, very gutsy move by Bob Baffert. But maybe that's the gain of Yoshida. Joe Rosario was riding Yoshida. He took off to ride the favorite. I don't blame him. This is a business. The winning jockey in this race is going to pick up $360,000. So a lot of money on the line here. But clearly, yes, it's a good question, because jockey changes do make a difference, especially when they're a positive jockey change. Now, in the case of Vino Rosso, he was always ridden by John Velasquez. John Velasquez elects to ride Code of Honor. He made the right move, even though he was disqualified, but Code of Honor did beat Vino Rosso. Now, I like to go on your guys' radio show during the Triple Crown races, and I give you guys the wise guy horse. And this is a horse that's basically getting a lot of attention. People are talking about this. The people in the barns are talking about this, because this horse is doing something that he never did before. And in the case of the 10, Vino Rosso, this is a horse that really did not like to train in the morning. He didn't want to be bothered. But in the last 2 or 3 months, he's actually enjoying himself. And when a horse is out there doing that, that's a very happy racehorse. And a lot of people, a lot of the wise guys, are betting on Vino Rosso today as the play of the day, and they might be right. I read Ortiz Jr., one of the top jockeys in the sport, Todd Fletcher, one of the top traders, and a 4-1, again, if you want to take a stand against McKenzie like I am, that's a very good alternative to 10 Vino Rosso guys.
Yeah, and I think it's probably, if you want to bet against McKenzie, you have a reason to today, right? Like, at least you have a reason to. But with the guy at the top of the odds at 3-1, it's probably going to be hard for a lot of people to move off it. But for me, Owen Dale is sticking out. I mean, I was told it's a fact, so I might just have to put the 10 spot that's in my pocket on him before I leave today. But last thing for you, Todd, your favorite, who are you picking to win today and this evening at 8:45 when the Classic race kicks off?
Like I said, I'm playing Exactus. I think the value is in the Exacta. because McKenzie, who certainly can win the race, if your listeners like him, please bet him because he's certainly a win candidate. But the way I'm going to try to make money on this race is I'm going to use the 5 Yoshida first and second in my exacta. I'm going to box the 5 and 6 with the Mare Elate. I'm going to box the 5-8 with McKenzie. I'm also going to throw in the 9 Mongolian Groom, who, you know, you're not supposed to bet this horse today. Last time he won at 25-1. If you didn't go to the wedding at 25-1, you're not supposed to go to the funeral at 12-1 today, but I'm still going to throw him in. I'm going to also box the 5 and 10, and I'm going to box the 5 and 11. And again, if the 5 can run first or second and McKenzie is out, you know, you're looking at an $80-$100 exacta for a $2 bet. So the value is there. I mean, there's a ton of money bet on the Classic, not a bit pale in comparison to the Kentucky Derby, but still millions of dollars bet on this race. And like I say, you're going to be up. If you bet the 5, if you listen to me, you're going to be swearing my name in the first half of the race because he's going to be trailing. But you might be a happy camper as they hit the top of the stretch because he's going to start picking off horses one by one. And he should.
So don't judge you on the process. Judge you on the completion of the race. I'll keep that in mind while I'm watching, Todd. But no promises that in this place right now. That because, by the way, there is a speaker and you are going out in the entire OTB right now. There is no doubt that there are going to be some angry people with you about midway through the race. But let's hope that it finishes off in the way that you're hoping and predicting here. Todd, thank you, my friend, for hopping on and giving us your thoughts here on the race. Still 5 more races to go this afternoon. I'm sorry, 6? 6 more races? 5 more races to go this afternoon. So our 6, there is 6. So there's still a ton of racing opportunities and people to get come to OTB or Batavia Downs to get their bets in. So, Todd, we appreciate your analysis there, and we'll be talking to you soon as the season goes on, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd Height there. And, wow, halfway through that, I thought I saw your jaw hit the floor.
I mean, just you wanted $2 and you have 80 in your pocket. Hit a couple of these.
Yeah, you want to talk about value. I mean, I was hearing more about boxing than Floyd Mayweather right there.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting for bettors to listen to that segment right
there.
I just
wish I knew more about horse betting and knew how to tell it.
The strategy and how to mitigate loss and, like, how to take $2 and turn it into $100. Like, come on.
I think he put it out front a little bit, though. He said he was hitting the exactas. If someone who's been doing it as long as he has, something tells me that that's, like, where the value is.
If he's
it's
putting,
not to bet a horse to win, you know?
If he's putting
a popular pick.
$2 on multiple exactas to win $70-$80. There you go.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
That's
803-0550, 1-888-552-550, the numbers to call. I was just telling you, you don't have to call. I just wanted you guys to know the number. I've got Degenerate Al, and I've got Maniac here from Trainwreck Sports live at OTB, Whirly Drive. We've got, about 20 minutes or so left of the program. So what do you guys want to talk about? We got 20 minutes left.
I mean, let's talk about how, I don't know if you've, have you guys touched on the Sabres yet?
No, not really.
We got to bring up Maniac's hair.
Yeah.
That's a major issue.
It seems like it may be safe for now.
It's somewhat safe for now, but I'm seeing.
The odds are starting to creep back in the favor of Maniac.
Analytically, is it like we're starting to really start to regress over the past few
back
games?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, really
Can
bad.
You regress back to what you should be? Is that regression?
I mean, last year you saw the 10-game winning streak where they're winning in a shootout or overtime for, what, 6 of those games?
They haven't won like that, though, this year.
No.
And that's the one thing that I felt like during the start, during the first 10-game start when they went 9-1-1 or whatever it was, or the 11 games, and you were like, okay, like at no point during this run did we feel, okay, this is a glass house. Like this is a paper tiger. These guys are going to fall apart just like they did last year because they were winning those close games. They were just being outpaced and outshot like crazy and finding ways to win hockey games, whether it's a crazy Jeff Skinner goal against San Jose or it's, you know, how many Jeff Skinner goals during that stretch did we see last year?
Last second comebacks, overtime wins. There were a lot of push. There's only been about 2 or 3 wins where this season where I was like, this feels like kind of like a 10-game winning streak you know, where they were getting outshot and everything. For the most part, their peripheral numbers, shots on goal, chances, puck possession have been good. That's why you read the Chad Double D's, the Chandra's. You know, they tell you that, you know, those numbers are all lining up. A couple of bad games, I mean, that's going to happen over the course of an 82-game season when you're playing teams, especially on the road. Tell me when they lose like 4-0 at home, you know, and they showed no signs of life. Tell me that you're really worried.
The other thing,
as long as
too,
they continue to get points, My hair has a chance.
John Gilmore mentioned this the other day in some of the sound that I was listening to at the station. And one of the things that John Gilmore said is, this is a team that feels like we are good enough to not lose two in a row. Yep. That if you can put up a stinker, you can lose 6-1 on the road to a good Washington Capitals team, come back the next night against, by the way, who might be the hottest team in hockey right now, the New York Islanders, that you don't lose that second game in a row. And tonight, again, I think these are two – we've been talking about quote-unquote measuring stick games for the Bills. The last against the Patriots, they end up losing. And against last week against the Eagles, they end up getting scraped, right? Those are two quote-unquote measuring stick games. You want to talk about measuring stick games if you really want to know what the Sabres are. I think yesterday wasn't a really good sign of who they potentially really are against a good team in Washington. But I think they have a very good opportunity tonight. Did Notre Dame score?
Georgia 10-0.
Ah, that seemed like it was a happy moment for you.
Vatek driving.
Oh, wait, fourth down.
Yeah, it is fourth down. Listen, we'll see.
Here's the thing. But I know that you have Notre Dame tonight.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Notre Dame lose. Because I'd like
two birds, one stone.
I'd like to torch it. I want to put fire to the kerosene, okay? I want Brian Kelly out by week 10.
Al loses and you get your Brian Kelly out. For sure, you'd win everything.
And I chirp him all year about Notre Dame and he's somewhat happy. I mean,
but let's
how does that work? You know how that works?
In the same regard, when you use your reverse bet mentality, like last year when you were betting Cuse, like they would not cover. Like that just shows how tough sports betting is. You trap yourself into these mindsets, everything with these teams. Over the course of the season, they evolve and they change, and that's what makes it so difficult.
And you were talking about those games about the Buffalo Bills with the Patriots and the Eagles. What do we call it? Measuring stick games?
Yes.
Would you consider like tomorrow being a measuring stick game? Like if you sneak by and, you know, win by 3-7
Everyone's going to be very upset.
Right?
Everyone is going to be extremely upset if this is a one-possession game tomorrow, even if it's a win. I'm saying
everyone
will be upset.
We're 5-2 and everyone's upset. Even if they go 6-2, you got some tougher games coming up after this where you got to go to Cleveland, where you got to have Baltimore at home.
They'll be underdogs at Cleveland. Don't fool yourself.
It doesn't matter.
Cleveland can lose every game or this week, and they'll 100% be underdogs at Cleveland.
1-7 Denver, and if they lose to Denver, they'll still be favored.
Denver's plus three against Cleveland.
That's insane. 803-0550.
I'm saying, mark this down though right now. Even if Cleveland loses that game by 17, they'll still be favorites over the Bills in that away game.
Listen, let's take a break because on the other side, Ty B, he's on hold. He wants to talk Sabres.
Also is a horse better. So I would be shocked if he's not calling.
All right, well, Ty B, he's going to join the Western Hotline up next as we close off the show here live from OTB on Worley Drive here on WGR. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. Saturday live here remote at OTB on Worley Drive in Williamsville, a Champion sports bar right upstairs as well. Just had some delicious chicken fingers. Going to go to the phones because our man Ty B is Wait until I get to it. Come on. Ty B, are you there? Ty B, do we got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got Ty B. All right, so we're talking hockey, Ty B. You got some takes you want to send our way here or what?
Yeah, so I wish I was down there at OTB with you boys, but I am on my way, just parked down by the arena. Huge game here for the Sabres. You talk about a measuring stick game. Last night, you lay an absolute egg in Washington, D.C., Stanley Cup champions just 2 years ago, a team with Alexander Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov. You have to be able to play with these guys, and we see another night where that Jack Eichel line really against top competition doesn't really get it done, and the rest of the team can't really provide behind it. Tonight, you really want to see them bounce back. Both these teams are coming off a back-to-back here. I'd like the Sabres to get it done. I'm going to go bold prediction here, and Victor Olofsson gets his first non-power play goal here.
5-on-5.
Got the Golovkin flag.
Wow.
Shout out to Ty B working with those in the South Towns without power after the windstorms these past couple
days. I just got power back, boys. I was outside criticizing the crews all day. They were measuring up these trees, but they've been out there working hard, getting everyone's power back. I'm back on the grid, and, you know, I had to get on the internet, had to get my picks ready for the horse races as well. You know, I was just listening to you with Todd. I like him going with Vino Rosso, and I would mix in Yoshida going with the Exacta.
Really? So you're taking Todd on this. So are you saying that Owendale, that our boy Jeremiah Johnson that was just down here just talking to us, that you're saying the Owendale is not the pick today?
No. You hear those
scoffed
things,
at it,
Rosa. When the horse is being talked about that much everywhere, pretty much from any capper, that's what they're talking about right now. He said that's the talk of the stalls. That's that inside information you need. You need a horse peaking at the right time, and it seems like that's what he's doing right now. He's ready to run, and I think he gets it done tonight. And I think that's where the money is.
Code of honor. We just had a gentleman. He walked right out of the men's room, and he looked dead in my eye, and he said, code of honor. And I couldn't tell if it was the horse or if I maybe wronged him in the bathroom. I don't know which one it came from, but code of honor.
If there was a heat map for locks and free money, and
it
picks,
has been here at OTB.
We are scalding red.
There are
red.
People here literally just yes. giving away picks. So you got to really
giving away
it.
Free money.
You got to really appreciate
it's
it.
It's
you
one of the most generous it. Things I've seen going into the holiday season.
Ty B., I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yep, I'll be hearing loud and proud. Let's go Sabres, baby.
All right, Ty B there, Trainwreck Sports Crew. Okay, by the way, I just want to point out how weird this is.
Uh-oh.
Before we break and we're done for the afternoon here. It is a very weird feeling watching Al just fist bump and like be more.
Oh, no. Intercepted.
Oh, Ian Black
at
getting
the
one.
Yes!
One.
Are you?
Yes! Let's go.
Is like, he serious? Nate Fury is rooting against
us. As I'm saying, this is very weird for me.
Nate is doing full horns up fist bumps, almost like he's at a Metallica concert. Meanwhile, Al is devastated by a Notre Dame interception.
The tables have turned, my friend.
If Notre Dame ruins this parlay.
Oh, it would be so poetic.
I will hate this team.
It would be poetic justice. That listen, you would hate this team. You hated them before.
No, more than I already do.
Whatever. I just think it's funny, though, that you're, you know, high-fiving and butt-slapping about Notre Dame, and I'm over here cheering turnovers in the red zone at the one-yard line. By the way, this would be their second turnover at the one-yard line today. Brian Kelly better be gone
Can I ask last 15 minutes of the game.
Interim head coach.
Something real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a Notre Dame pullover and a Notre Dame collar. And actually, we brought it to him as a gift. Trainwreck Sports just gifted him that Under Armour pullover.
Trainwreck Sports gifted.
So he's double Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So was he rooting against them before?
It's a double negative. It's a double negative. I'm allowed to root against now. I'm wearing two styles of clothing.
Yeah, but if you knew I bet on them, would you?
I would feel. I would have. I wouldn't have deliberately.
Like, going into this game, are you like, I want a Notre Dame loss? So
no.
I want it to burn to the ground.
It's all transformed. It's been an evolution.
It has been a bit of an evolution.
And let me tell you what.
All it needed was that game being tied at 14 for me to say, light it on fire.
Okay.
Georgia.
Light it on fire.
After a 99-yard fumble.
Light it on fire.
Georgia quickly driving at the end of the half. I got to say, though, the Nate Geary haters are going to have a field day with you flip-flopping on Notre Dame. Like
whatever.
This.
I flipped up on Halloween. I flip-flopped on this.
Who
it is
what
it is.
Was that one Canadian-based hater? That we got to get him.
Oh,
like, yeah.
the Maple Leaf guy.
Yeah, we need Maple Leaf guy
what
to
was,
literally get
what
after
What was
you.
His name? Leafology?
Leafology.
Was it Leafology?
Yes. We need to get that Canadian-based Leafology back after Nate because he is straight flip-flopping on the Dame.
All right,
here,
what do you
folks.
Got? What last thing before we go here?
Yep. Are you allowed to say on air why you hate Halloween so much?
Yeah.
I want to know the story.
You guys want to know?
I want to know the story.
I can quickly tell the story before we're going to break.
Okay.
Before we end the show. So I was young.
Uh-oh.
Third, fourth grade, maybe even younger than that. Maybe second grade, third grade, something along those lines. My mom was on a real religious bender. Let's put it that way. She's feeling very religious, and she was very overzealous. And she decided, like, hey, I've got this son. I'd like to make him a costume. So my mom made me a Zeus-themed costume.
Oh,
okay.
That's a stretch.
So we've got my mother made me a Zeus-themed costume out of burlap. And it rained. I had the itchy white Santa Claus wig with the itchy white Santa Claus beard and burlap while I was walking out. Now, I just wore burlap, and I put in one of my friends, pulled down my burlap sack. And with the burlap also came my underwear, and I was just naked in front of a bunch of kids.
I
mean, I was a kid at the time, so it wasn't like in decent exposure or anything.
Okay.
But I was pantsed with my burlap and just completely naked in front of friends, and it scarred me for.
Nate, I want to praise you because it would take a lot of courage for me to come out about something like my friend pulling on my sack and exposing me to my other friends. So
it's burlap.
I really was burlap. Pulling on your sack. Yes. Your friend pulled on your sack and exposed you to your other friends. And it really praised you for coming out about it. It takes a lot of strength.
So the story's been told. Do you guys feel better about it now?
I do. I feel better now. Okay. I think that was. I think it's responsible that you do hate.
I haven't told many people. My girlfriend knows about the story, but okay. That's it. All right, gentlemen.
Courageous.
Thank you for joining me. That's going to do it for me, Nate Geary, and Degenerate Allen Maniac, live from OTB Champion Sports Bar. Come by, stop in. There's still four races to go. What do you want?
Good night now.
It's 5 o'clock.
That's it. We're cutting to break there. Bye, Kyle. See you from OTB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.